Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our risen, loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As mentioned, the Word of God upon which we base our meditation this morning is the Gospel lesson, another parable, earthly story of Jesus with a heavenly meaning, recorded in Matthew chapter 22. And may God bless our meditation on this, His holy Word. Have you ever been invited to something somewhere where you really never wanted to go? Perhaps you felt there was something more important, something that you'd rather be doing. So you came off with a reason why you couldn't go. Now perhaps your excuse was good, perhaps it was very weak. Yet you felt it was good enough because you didn't want to go in the first place. Now, sadly, that's how many people in our world feel about Jesus and the message of our Savior. Tell them about Jesus, and they're indifferent about that saving message. Invite them to church, and they make excuses. They have all kinds of reasons why they can't or don't want to attend church. But the real reason is because God, His Word, and the Savior aren't important to them. They have other priorities in life. Now, you and I also have conflicting priorities in life. Our jobs, our families and plans, our pleasure and leisures can creep in and distract us from the real important priorities in life, our faith in and life with God. And when that happens, we too make excuses. We come up with a variety of reasons why we don't have time to hear and study God's Word more. We come up with a variety of reasons why we don't have time or talents with which to serve our God when we know we can and should. And yes, we come up with a variety of reasons why we don't share Jesus' saving word, the gospel of full and free salvation, with people around us. Well, today, by means of another parable, Jesus explains to us God's grace. He wants to see and to appreciate God's amazing grace. And in the parable, we'll see that God's grace is extended to all. God's grace is rejected by many, but God's grace persists. Now, text is another parable that Jesus tells, this time of a father who hosts a banquet for his son and invites many people to attend the feast. Now, the banquet is free, but with the invitation comes a responsibility to attend. Now, God Himself is the Father, and He's hosting a heavenly banquet for His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, in spite of what many believe, all religions aren't different roads to heaven. In spite of what many believe, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ. And faith, as we know, is an amazing gift of God's grace. You know, our getting to heaven doesn't depend upon our good works or our church membership. The Bible clearly teaches that all are sinners in need of God's forgiveness and grace. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We deserve God's wrath, and now, and eternal punishment in hell. Yet we know that God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. So He extends the invitation to attend and be part of that heavenly feast to one and to all. Now, God's amazing grace provides all the needs for all sinners. It offers free of charge, full and free forgiveness of all sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and gives eternal life to all who accept that gracious invitation through spirit work faith. The feast is a great banquet, a heavenly feast, ready and prepared for one and all through the perfect life, the innocent sufferings and death, and the triumphant resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now, God has invited each of us personally to this feast of His grace and love. Everything is provided for our spiritual life here, for growth in faith and holiness of living. There's nothing that we can need or bring, nothing for us to bring but our own undeserving sinful selves. Now, God's grace is an invitation to a feast in this life for the peace of mind that it brings. It's an invitation for hope for the future because of the assurance of eternal life that it gives. Now, worldly feasts offer only passing satisfaction, short-lived enjoyment. But God's grace offers present peace and happiness and future joy in the enjoyment that everything that God has prepared for those who love Him, those who've been called according to His grace and purpose. And what's God's purpose? Well, He invites all to that heavenly feast, to the banquet of His Son. He does so through His amazing grace. Well, God's amazing grace is so rich in blessing. Entrance into that kingdom so easy. Simple faith and trust in Jesus as Savior from sin, death, and hell. But it's amazing how many refuse the invitation. Now, in the parable, when the banquet is ready, the king sends his servants to invite those who are invited to come and come at once. But those invited refuse. They beg off. They make excuses. Now, one excused himself because he had plenty of business transactions to take up his time and energy. Another simply said and used as his excuse his duties at home with his family. Now, they offered many excuses, but there was only one real reason why they refused that invitation. They were preoccupied with another feast. They were too satisfied with the world's riches, too preoccupied with its cares, too happy with the life they were living to be concerned about anything better or higher. Yes, there's room for them in the banquet, but there's no room for God and His love in their hearts. Well, how sad. The enjoyment of God's grace and feast would add restful ease to life on this earth. It would help with the possession of riches, help the businessman with his burdens without anxiety and worry, and make the happiest home even happier. Yet the fact remains that they resist and reject the invitation. They don't realize it's important, and the eternal consequences of their rejection. Well, Jesus now in our parable shows the results of that rejection to the feast of God's amazing grace. We see that the servants return and gave the king the refusals and the excuses offered. God, the king, knows their excuses are worthless and useless, and He's angry. God looks into the hearts and He sees ungodly wills and worldly hearts that have prompted the refusals. Well, now, the meaning of this parable of Jesus is pretty simple and clear. God's anger is aimed at the Jewish nation, long recipients of His gracious promises of a Savior. As Jesus said in the parable, God's Old Testament people had seized God's servants, the prophets, mistreated them, and even killed them. Now, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law and the priests who were listening to Jesus tell this parable, they knew the Old Testament prophecies, and they should have recognized Jesus as their long-promised Savior. Yet they would not. They rejected a Savior who offered only spiritual gifts. Their hearts and minds were set on earthly things, and they looked for an earthly kingdom from the Messiah. They despised and rejected God's grace and His plan of salvation in Christ Jesus. So God therefore rejected them as they had rejected His grace. Well, sadly, millions in our world today still reject God's amazing grace. They like to think that they're pretty good or that they can earn their way into heaven by the good they do and the evil which they avoid. Like the man in the parable seated at the banquet table, they can think they can enter the banquet without the festive robes provided by the host. That they can come in their own filthy rags, the garment of their own self-righteous acts. They're offended at the thought that they even need a Savior, that they need to be robed in the robe of Jesus' perfect righteousness. So many today still despise God's grace. They reject Jesus as their Savior from sin, death, and hell, and the wrath of God remains on them. But as we see in the parable, God's amazing grace still persists. Since the banquet is prepared and ready, God extends the message of His grace in Christ Jesus to the poor of the Jewish nation, the spiritually crippled, blind, and lame. Jesus Himself took the message of good news of great joy to Galilee and proclaimed it there. Poor sinners, poor fishermen, despised tax collectors, and others received His message in faith, believed in Jesus as their Savior, and became His followers and disciples. But no, there's still room in the heavenly mansions. And so God takes His word and the command to bring that word to all people. God still calls people from all nations, all tribes, all nationalities, by His invitation of grace, to come and believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. His call is urgent and pleading. It's sincere and it's powerful. The Holy Spirit prepares the way for the preaching of the gospel in full and free forgiveness by the preaching of the law, to show sinners their hopeless, lost condition, to point them to Jesus as their only Savior, to bring them the faith and salvation. Yes, God wants all people today to still fear His wrath and to come to Him for help and salvation. Well, members of Morris and Zion, He still invites us today to be His guests, to hear His word, to be brought to faith in Him, to become His children in baptism, to receive comfort and strength through the sacrament of His body and blood, and to be partakers of that heavenly feast of the Lamb in heaven forever. Yes, God pleads and calls to all sinners. The table is set. Complete redemption has been obtained through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And God is merciful to all sinners for Jesus' sake. And if a person refused the invitation of God's grace, it's his own fault. The Lord calls to all through word and sacrament, offering them the riches of His grace. As Jesus says, He concluded the parable of our text, many are invited, but few are chosen. All who despise and reject the invitation, the call to faith, will be thrown out into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All who reject God's amazing grace in Christ will be excluded from the joys of salvation, from the eternal feast of love in heaven. Well, the message of the Bible is clear and simple. God sent His Son Jesus to live, to die, to rise again for you and all me and all people. The way to eternal life is heaven, in heaven is open to one and all. We and all people receive the gracious invitation to come and partake through faith in God's Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yet are there times when we make excuses for not partaking of God's grace in word and sacrament as often, or as frequently as we should? Are there times when we're too busy, too preoccupied, too happy with the world in which we live to accept and respond positively to that invitation? Our Savior Jesus said, "Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." Well, as recipients of God's amazing grace, may we keep the priorities in our life straight. May we regularly, gladly hear and learn the Word and receive the blessings that are ours through Word and Sacrament. May we gladly, confidently take our seats at the Lord's table and joyfully partake of the food of life. May we give our Savior God His work, His Word, priority, first place in our lives. And may we also take the invitation to the feast of God's love to everyone we know. Amen. May God bless our meditation on His Word. May He bless us with the zeal to carry out His will.